Hey, welcome back. Well, this time of year, all across this great nation, it's state fair time and county fair time. So what do you say we all jump in the car and drive on down to the county fair and have some fun? There would be a new competition at the county fair this year. Not apple pies, not quilts, and sure as heck, not canned beets. But something new, different. And come hell or high water, they would win, the Kowalski twins. They were determined to claim that grand prize. This week's episode, horseshoes. Johnny and Frank Jr. had always been big boys. The twin brothers both tipped the scales at 12 and a half pounds when their mama, Mrs. Elvira Kowalski, herself quite a scale tipper at 293 pounds, gave birth to them in the upstairs bedroom of their farmhouse. Frank Sr., with his eye out for cheap farm labor, looked at his twin sons squalling in the bottom dresser drawer and remarked, "Them two's keepers." Frank Kowalski Sr. taught them to work hard on his damn near worthless dirt farm. And since that damn near worthless dirt farm was so damn stubborn, he took them both out of school in the third grade to help him in the fields. Sun up, the sun down, the three P's, plowing, planting, and picking. Before they were 12 years old, Johnny and Frank could do the work of a full-grown man. Both boys took after their mama and were big as an ox and strong as a horse. There was no task that Frank Sr. could set before them that they couldn't do. Last spring, when a mule went lame, Frank Sr. harnessed up his twin boys, and they pulled the plow. Well, as he did every Tuesday morning, Frank Sr. hitched up Elvira. No, not his wife. The horse he bought at the sheriff's foreclosure auction. It sort of resembled his wife, so he named it after her. He jumped in his buggy and rode off to town to pick up some supplies. When he saw the poster tacked up in front of the general store, it was all he could do not to dance a jig right there on the wood steps. First ever Chickasaw County Fair Horseshoe Throwing Contest. $1,000 grand prize. Boys, sit your butts down in the parlor. Frank Sr. was about as giddy as a high school girl, finally on a date with a boy who wasn't her cousin. See this here? Frank Sr. had to read the poster to his third grade dropout sons. Come hell or high water, used to's gonna win them $1,000. We start training tomorrow morning, so get yous a good night's sleep. Well, since it was nearly 7:30 anyway, the boys went straight to bed. The next morning, even before the milking, the training began. Every morning for the next 5 weeks, Frank Sr. would put his sons through Marine Corps boot camp. Every day, twice a day. Run 5 miles before the chores, and 5 more after supper. Eat like a horse, which they were already doing anyway. Push-ups, sit-ups, and chin-ups, followed by lifting weights. And since Frank Sr. couldn't afford real weights, he made Johnny and Frank Jr. lift some hogs. Well, after they caught them. Finally, the big day arrived. The Chickasaw County Fair began its 3-day run on a hot Friday night. The newfangled grand event that everyone in Chickasaw County had waited to see, the horseshoe throwing contest, was scheduled to cap off the 3 days of excitement on Sunday night. And the Kowalski brothers were ready. Or so they thought. Harold Jode, the Chickasaw County Fair Commissioner and horseshoe throwing contest judge, called them up first. They were obviously the impatient crowd's favorite. And Harold Jode, if he knew nothing else, he knew how to quiet a crowd. Johnny and Frank Jr. lumbered up to the throwing area, muscles bulging, threatening to rip the sleeves wide open on their twin red flannel shirts that Elvira insisted they wear. Even though their dad had instilled in them confidence, you could see the trepidation on their twin faces. They were as nervous as Veronica Johnson in church. She was a town floozy. Johnny and Frank Jr. looked over at their dad. Frank Sr. looked over at Elvira, his wife, not his horse. The boys spit in their hands, just like Frank Sr. showed them, and flexed their rock-hard biceps. As they jockeyed into position and got ready to make their first throw, Harold Jode leaped off his judge's stand and ran over. Harold Jode, a man who haven't leaped over anything since the third grade. He was frantically waving his arms. Whoa, boys, stop. The rules say you're supposed to take the shoes off the horse.